At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm your host, Emeka. What this podcast is all about is letting you know that regular people like you and me can invest in real estate to become wealthy. You don't need millions and billions of dollars to invest in real estate. You can actually invest in real estate with little to no money down. I'm just here to let you know that as long as you have time and can take action, you can become wealthy. And all it takes is a couple of years for you to honestly become financially free. So tune in. Hope you enjoy. What's going on? It's your boy, Emeka here, your host of the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And I got my doobie on. I'm at a hotel. Don't got my black shirt on. Why? Because I was honestly about to go to bed. But with this podcast, what this podcast is about is just getting it done, right? Just get it done. That's going to be the theme. I'm going to say it maybe 113 times. You can start counting now. I'm not going to count, so I wouldn't recommend it. But just getting it done, right? And the reason I'm in my dewy, I put my dewy on. I got this, what is a dewy? Do-rag, wave cap to put on top of my head. And I was literally about to go to bed. But then I realized how I need to give you all the value. I make a podcast every Wednesday so I can give 1% value for you and also kind of talk to myself. And for those who actually listen, for those who actually watch, I hope you actually get that value. But today is a very important day because this is a prime example of what it takes when it comes to real estate investing. Just getting it done, right? Real estate investing is not rocket science. It's not period point blank. What it is people taking a bunch of little steps in order to get towards their goal, whether it's buying their first house, getting into their first deal for multifamily, being an LP, limited partner, being a passive investor, buying a business, you name it. But the reality of it is, it's not necessarily hard. You just got to do the work. You just got to get the work done. Just get it done. Whether it's sending an email, making a call, you know, visiting a property, making an offer, underwriting a deal, you know, putting your expense tracker in while you're tracking your expenses, tracking your net worth, and or even posting a podcast, making a video, providing content. And it's literally just about getting it done, right? The things aren't hard. But the issue for most people is life gets busy. Life gets busy and it doesn't stop getting busy. We're all busy. So it's really not an excuse. You just gotta get the work done. Just get it done. Just get it done. What is your W-2? I have a W-2. I work every single day. And I also try to be a husband every single day. And I also try to provide value to you every single day. I may not post it on YouTube every single day. I have the videos. I get the work done, right? And that's what hard work is. Getting it done, working harder than the next, and understanding that this is what we signed up for. There's a reason why the 1% are the 1%. I've said that in multiple videos, but they're the 1% because they don't act like the rest. When things get busy, they don't just put their do-rag on and go to bed. No, they figure out a way to get the work done because this is what it takes. This is what we signed up for. Just get the work done, right? When people come to me and talk about being a real estate investor, they ask me, What do they do? What should I do? What should I invest in? Should I invest in short-term rentals, long-term rentals, multifamily? Should I get into development, right? And I don't have the answer for them. They need to figure out what their goals are. So what I try to do is help them figure out what their goals are, ask them the questions that kind of help them answer their own questions, right? Right. And then I ask them, what's stopping them? What is stopping you? What is stopping you right there? The person watching me, listening to me, trying to just figure out their life. What is stopping you right now? And most of the time, it's the person in the mirror. So we got to ask ourselves, what do we need to get done to get to our next goal? We have big goals, but how do we get to our next goal? Because our goals don't just disappear when we achieve them. They only get bigger. So that's why I say our next goal. Because once you get your first house, once you go through those struggles, once you just get the work done to get it closed, to get it rented, to build that house, whatever it may be, you fill in the blank. Once you get it done, you're not just going to stop. You got to get the next thing done. Just get it done, right? And it sounds simple. I'm making it sound simple. Overall, it's really just about getting the work done that you have, just getting the work done that you need to get done. Whether it's your W-2, sending that email. Go ahead, send that email. That's what work is, really. Sending emails, making phone calls, and, you know, babysitting adults sometimes. Yeah, sure. But at the end of the day, you got to do it, right? You don't wake up in the morning and don't do stuff. You just got to do the little actions, the little steps to accomplish your goal or to check that to-do list, whatever it may be. But this is what real estate is about. I deal with stuff every single day when it comes to real estate, doing a flip. You do too. I'm not special. I'm not special at all. I am just like most of the folks. I'm just like you who has problems, who has family, who deals with drama that shouldn't be drama, who, you know, just dealing with other people's business sometimes, whatever it may be. I am not special. And neither are you. I don't want to be mean here, but most of us have the same problems, right? It might be labeled differently, yeah, sure, but we both deal with people, people's drama, people judging us, us not understanding why someone is doing things that they do, or us getting upset about them complaining about something. Who cares? That shouldn't stop us from doing anything. Let people be them. Let people be them. They're going to judge us. You're going to have a family member who tells you that, oh, renting is bad because you're going to get a call at 3 a.m. and, you know, they're going to need their plumbing fixed. Well, if you have a property manager, no, you're not. And if you are the property manager, so what? Just get the work done. Wake up. Go fix the plumbing. Go back, get to sleep. And then wake up at, you know, 7 a.m., get your couple hours of sleep. But then at the end of the day, that next night, you're going to get good sleep. Then you're going to be able to work. Just get the work done. The goal of this podcast today is for you to realize that no one's going to feel sorry for you. You know what you signed up for. I know what I signed up for. And what I signed up for is to provide value to you, which is why I'm making this podcast. What you signed up for is to become a real estate investor, to achieve your goals, and to dream big. And the only way to do that is to just do the work, just get it done. Until next time, family. See ya. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed. My goal with these podcasts is to help you get 1% better every single day. And if you enjoyed, please like and subscribe and go to my YouTube channel, because I post real life deals and the ongoing things that I'm doing to let you know that I'm walking the talk and not just talking about it, not just yapping. So hope to see you next week. Till next time.